We're ready for the rest of the Christmas holiday special you put together, and I must say, there's some good tunes here.
There's some interesting ones. We have Alan Sherman up next.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. I think he had a background in advertising, if I remember.
He's got a background in television. I didn't realize it, but he actually created and produced the long-running quiz show, I've Got a Secret.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That's back when advertising agencies created the television shows. And the television networks just opened the door and people came in and bought time.
Right. Now, you know, he died at a very early age.
Yes, he did.
48 years old. And in fact, it was November 21st, 1973 when he died here in California.
Wow. So Alan Sherman's going to do what here?
He's going to do the 12 Gifts of Christmas. And this was well known all over the world.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Alan Sherman, talented guy. We miss him much.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man. And a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath. And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manager, scissors and cigarette lighter.
Pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
Pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
And an aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
Calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor.
And of course, that was Alan Sherman and his version of the 12 Days of Christmas. What did he call it?
The 12 Gifts of Christmas.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, you know, you mentioned his TV credits. One thing a lot of people are not aware of, but he actually was a writer and segment producer for The Old Tonight Show. With Steve Allen.
Yes, he was really involved in television and a lot of the programs we saw.
Well, I tell you, Christmas is almost here, and you've already told Santa you didn't want anything.
Well, so nothing tangible.
And you know, so you don't have to be a good boy.
Well, yeah, I do. I'm going to be one anyway.
Okay. What are we doing next year?
Well, we have the Beach Boys coming up next.
Now, the Beach Boys and Christmas, that's kind of that's hard for me to always get together there.
Well, you know, the Beach Boys put out an album. It's called Beach Boys Christmas Album, put out by Capitol Records, and it's available on CD now, and there's a lot of good music on there.
Oh, I know. I was just thinking more in terms of going down to the Pacific there and surfing.
Maybe they decorated their surfboards.
Yeah, maybe so.
Put lights on it with a battery and
right. And
might have.
Well, they could have. Put a little
little Christmas tree on the front.
Or a little mistletoe around the girl's bikini. I mean, you know. Oh, never mind. Let's just go ahead and play the song.
I think we
here.
Better get on with the music.
Yeah, all right. Okay, this is a family show, right? It's Christmas, so we need to be doing.
This time each year. Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working on in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just the little bobsled we call it. But she'll walk in the fog and with the horse be sick. She's candy apple red with the ski for a wheel. And with Santa hit the gas man, just watch her feel. It's the little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. The run, run, reindeer. The run, run, reindeer. No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a rooty to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
You know, all kidding aside, Glenn, that Beach Boys song is kind of a Christmas classic. It's always been very popular.
It is. That's a really a nice song.
We really appreciate you taking time out this holiday season to bring by the stack of wax.
You know, I have been planning this since summer.
Well, you've planned good, my friend.
So this is how bad I wanted to do this. I was really excited about doing this show.
Now, the next tune here is a classic. Nobody can argue about this.
Oh, not at all.
Gene Autry did this, and many other people did as well, but Gene Autry's the one that had the hit record on it, and it was a big hit.
Well, do you know he did not want to do this?
That's what I understand.
No, his wife made him.
Yeah, I think he thought it was hokey.
I think he did. He did not want to do it. She made him do four or five different Christmas ones he did. Frosty the Snowman. I can't remember them all right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rudolph.
Well, let's hear it for Gene Autry's wife then.
Good song.
Yeah, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, yeah, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
No, I was into that. That was good.
What a classic, no doubt about it.
I love that instrumental.
You know, the classics, Blue Christmas has always been one of my favorites, but you have your good friend, the late Mel Blanc, doing this.
This is funny. This is really funny. And in the background, there's this woman laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this was just maybe a get-together instead of an actual production.
Yeah, I don't know the real story on it, so let's listen to it right now.
Yeah, this is good. Very rare.
Neil Blanc and a rare recording here of his version of Blue Christmas. You had a chance to meet Mel Blanc, but it wasn't Christmas time, was it?
No, actually it was around Easter time that I first met him.
Good.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. If you feel so, it'll be a blue. It'll be just thinking, it'll be about you. It'll be a decoration, a red, on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same dear if you're not here with me. And the windows, it will be blue. If there's no flame, if it starts falling, it'll be a bad way. Windows, it'll be blue. In the memory, if it starts calling, you'll be doing all right with your quick wind. It'll be blue Christmas.
Well, Yeah, now, doesn't his son sell cartoon cells?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and of course, Mel Blanc did all the voices. I guess his son did some of them, too.
After Mel, Noel did, in fact, he's still doing some.
Yeah. Yeah, when we did that show earlier this year, Noel actually did all of Mel's voices and some of his own.
Right. You know, I bet they had a fantastic Christmas time together.
Well, sure they did.
I bet they had loads of fun.
Christmas is for children. Oh, we don't have that song tonight, but we do have this one. This is an interesting song.
Well, we're going to do Paul McCartney next.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonderful Christmas.
Oh, and as we mentioned, children help make it wonderful, right?
Sure do.
So let's hear it for the kiddos.
The moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Glenn Pitts, is definitely Christmas time.
It